Hey, we're on Pasuk Yudzayin, the last Pasuk of Perek Aleph of Shir Shirim. Baruch Hashem, we're making a Siyum. I know that there's no real meaning to the Perekim in terms of Jewish Mesorah, which is what we believe in. But nonetheless, it's very exciting. We're finishing the first Perek of Shir Shirim, hopefully today. I brought, this is for the people who are here at the Shir, not for the people who are listening. If you're listening, you can just open up that Mikra. I brought that Mikra today because I want to show you something we talked a lot about last week, but I want to show you this picture. Basically, what we discussed last week was the concept of what we discussed last week was the pasuk says Hinchaya Fedodi Afnaim Afar Senu Ra'anana. We talked a lot about the concept that the Arsenu could be a vineyard. In rabbinic literature, Eres means a vineyard. So they're talking about their vineyard. Vineyard, for all the people who have not yet listened to all the shirim. Vineyard represents the place of love, passion. Wine is passion, yayin, sod, etc. So their vineyard is alive, it's green, it's growing. It's not yet blossoming, but it's green. It's like right now outside Eretz Yisrael, everything's green. Right before Nisan, before it blossoms, everything has so much potential. So now they're saying, again, the picture, Koru Batino Arizim Rehitenu Birosim, which I translated here, I'm following Yehuda Felix's translation. The beams of our house are cedars, our rafters are junipers. Junipers are a nice smelling tree. But what essentially is she saying? That their house is made out of nature. So the reason why at the beginning I had a lot of difficulty like preparing for this year, because it was like, basically I was like, wait a second, this is basically more or less the same concept that we talked about last week. That through the nature they're building their house. They're in nature, a natural relationship. And you can almost imagine a man and a woman, like momish, like holding each other and looking at each other and loving each other in the forest, in the nature. It's beautiful. Not only that, cedars are the biggest trees. Kuros Batenu Arizim, also reference to that, Hinchaya Fedudi Afnaim, you're very na'eh. Right? Na'im from the Lashon of like pleasant. Cedar is big, but there's plenty of room. It's very pleasant to be in this. Seder? We're going to come full circle. One of I'll mention one of the things. Korot Batenu Arizim is a reference also to the Beis Hamikdash. Korot Batenu Arizim. Our houses are made out of beams. Is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Shlomo, if you look at the Tirgum, Shlomo Melech is talking about his Mikdash that he built in the future Mikdash of the Gula. Seder, all of that is Rekha, that whenever we finish this year, we will hopefully come full circle. The Medrash says on this, this is the Ikar Medrash. Does anyone know the story of Nicanor? Shar HaNicanor. You know the story of Shar HaNicanor? Yeah. Mishnah. Oh, it's actually
Mishnah. The ship and the sea.
Exactly. So we're going to get there in a second. But before we get there, just to show the connection to our pasuk, the source for that story is our pasuk. That's where it's built off of. Davar Acher, Koros Matenu Arazim. Would we be able to switch seats?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Gotta be evil. Koros. Kroz Batino Arizim, Elu Shari Nikanor Shehevi Otam, Biyav Avar Echa Mehem, Vasa Makom Nes. Then Nikanor brought it through the sea, and he lost one of them. Vasa Hamakom Nes, and God made a miracle. Came and Shehil, and almost Yafo, since he reached Yafo, Hikifa Gal, the wave came. Some say it was a Chaya that came and spat out the door. Kivinchi Gia Nikanor Lenovo Palto Sava Amda Biyam Shlosh Yam Ashaloniker Et Kula. So this medrash is what is building off of our pasuk. Ashaloichem. Just short share. The midrashim are much more elaborate in the Gemara and in the Yerushalmi, as we'll see right now. The Mishnah, as Rabbeinu David Amster mentioned, says Nikanor nasu nisan ledosav v'hayu maskir nosol l'shevach, that they referred to Nikanor in Shevach. Seder? So now when you listen to this, when you read the story, we're going to read the story inside, I'm going to read it much slower. I brought the first Midrash to show that it's referenced in Shir Shirim. The Midrash here, which we're about to read, should remind you of a story. As we're reading it, I'll translate it, I'll go slow. Think about what story it reminds you of. Shouldn't be so difficult. Here we go. Nikanor nasu nisim ledoso. Nikanor, there was a nais that happened to his doors. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned it in a braisa. Manis nasu ledoso. What was the nais? Amru, kishahok Nikanor lehevi doso milakzandria shel Mitzrayim. Every single detail here, I haven't figured everything out here, by the way. This is going to be hopefully a long, not too long, but a good, strong mahalach. I've not figured out everything, but I would love your help. But every prat here is important. Nikanor lehevi doso milakzandria shel Mitzrayim. He was bringing the doors from Mitzrayim. Bechazirato, amar alav nachshol shabiyam letiv al. What happened as he was trying to bring it back? A wave, as the picture says, as you see, a wave tried to stop him. To sink him. Nutlu achas mehen vehitilu liyam. So what they do, they took one of the doors and they threw it into the sea. You'll see why I underlined everything soon enough. Vadayan lo noch hayam zafo. And yet a dayan, still, the water didn't stop from its strength. So what happened? Bakshu lahatil es chaverta. They wanted to throw in the other door. Amaru vekarcha. He stood up and he held the door. Amar lahem, hitiluni ima. Throw me in with it. Miad, what happened? Noch hayam zafo. The yam calmed down. Vayimitztar al chaverta. And he was pained over the chaverta. He was pained over the other one. Kevin shegia lenervola shel ako. Since he reached ako, haisem ibateftet. Vyotza mitachas dofei esvina. The door came out from under the wall. Of the Sfina. The Yeshua, there are those who say a Briya Shabiyam Balta, that a creature spat it out onto Vehikisal Yavasha and spat it out onto the dry land. Vala Amar Shlomo, our Pasuk. Karos Batenu Arizim, Ritenu Birosim, Altikere Birosim, Ela Bris Yam. Some sort of covenant that happened in the sea. Lefika Kol Sharim Shayu Vemikdash Nishtenu Liot Shalzav. All the doors in the Mikdash changed to gold. Chutz Mishari Nikanor, except for the gates of Nikanor, Mivne Shanasim Onisim, because the nays that happened by Nikanor. Clear the story? Nikanor, he was bringing doors from Mitzrayim. What happened? There was a crazy storm. They threw one in. They wanted to throw the second one in because it didn't stop. He held back from throwing it in. He said, no, throw me in with it. Immediately the storm stopped. He was so pained over the other one. And what happened? It came out of the sea, either from a creature or stomp from it was riding under the boat. V'yesh omrim, about the doors, just finishing up, this is the appendix. Mivnei nechoshatan mitzuheves haisa, because it was very, very nice. Nechoshes, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, nechoshes klunisa haisa, it was like the fancy schmancy nechoshes, v'yesh me'ira kishelzav, it was like gold. What does that story remind you of? Yonah. Why does it remind you of Yonah?
Yonah was the guy who got thrown over in the boat.
Whale
spitting him out.
Wave stop.
What happened? They threw him in. So, I want you to... You see all the underlined words? So, look. I brought you the first two prakim of Yonah. Look at all the underlined words that I underlined for you in the Sefer Yonah. First word, let's just pick them out. You see Yafo? So, I brought the same story. I brought the Talmud Yerushalmi. Right under our story that I just read, under the Talmud Yerushalmi, instead of Akko, where did they end up? I underlined it in the story of Talmud Yerushalmi. They ended up in Yafo. Look at what he was doing to the gate. He wasn't Kafafo, rather he was Giafo. Right? Keep going. Turn the page. What does it say? Vashem hitil. Right? Ruach gedola. If you look constantly back in our story, you see the verb lahatil, not lo. If you see Sar Gadol B'Yam, look back at our story. And not this one's in the Yerushalmi, Sar Gadol B'Yam. If you keep reading Vesa Yabasha, so you see that what happened, the dug or the bria spat out Vehikisa Liyabasha, right? V'tiluni V'tilu Ayam Miza'afo. If you go back to our Gemara, the Talmud the Bavli that I quote you, it's Hayam Miza'afo. Zeta. And at the end, you have it again. So we see, and this is a new way of learning. This is not a classic way of learning, but I think I've proved my point. You see that the Midrash is clearly building off of Sefer Yonah. Clear? The question is, what's the depth here? What is the point? What's the goal? What does Nikanor and Yonah have in common? Clear the question? So here... I'm going to allow myself. This idea is coming. A lot of the ideas here are coming. I put together a few different shiurim. Some of the ideas that I'm saying tonight are coming from Rabbi Bagnell. I ran into one of his shirim by accident online. It was great. It was a very good shir. So the Rishonim themselves, I'm gonna ask a question, then come back to Yonah. The Rishonim themselves ask, what was going on with the waves? Why did Nicanor run into such issues in the sea? What did he do wrong? So the Tosis Yeshanim, sorry, Yeshanim? No. I always make that mistake. Yeshan is old, Yeshanim. Tosis Yeshanim. I could be making a mistake. I don't know. I always make the mistake. Amar Nechshol. Roman Nesha also Aveira, Kishahalak Mitzrayim, Kidamri. It's not that he made a mistake that he went to Mitzrayim. Kidamrinan, Bisifri, Lagursham, Iatachozer, Aval Atachozer, the scholar, the Kibush Aret. It's also to live in Mitzrayim. There's an Isidorais to live in Mitzrayim. The Rambam would say that he was living in as an Aver. He was living in an Aver because he was living in Mitzrayim.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Nicanor right now. So he's saying it's not the fact, where did Nicanor bring the gates from? He brought it from Mitzrayim. So he says it's not because of that. What it is, he doesn't say. But what caused, this is a critical question, what caused the waves of Nicanor? What caused the problems of Nicanor? Why was the sea going up against it? So from here, I want to jump. We're going to come back to Yonah. Don't worry, we're going to come back to Yonah.
He brought the doors from Mitzrayim.
Yeah, it says right in the beginning. He brought the doors from Alexandria of Mitzrayim, right here. It's not why. So what was the reason? So here, I want to show you, we're going to come back to Yonah, don't worry. But I want to show you the following idea. I'm skipping to the third page. You see Shmos Rabbah? The Medrash says Elu Ivrim Nikra Aleinu, right? The Pasuk says Elohei Ivrim Nikra Aleinu. That the Pasuk says right above I brought you. The Pasuk Shamu Lekolecho Basa Atav Zeknei Yisrael El Melech Mitzrayim Vamartem A Love. This is the first thing that Moshe should say to Melech Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. A Love Hashem Elohei Ivrim Nikra Aleinu. Elohei Ivrim Nikra Aleinu. I want to do the sugya of Ivri. What's the sugi of an Ivri? What is the definition? When we call a Jew an Ivri, what does it mean? Yeah?
Does it mean that they're bound? They call Avram the Ivri.
Why?
Because Avram, they call him after they found him.
We're going to see. Why are they called an Ivrim? So look at the Medrash on this Pasuk. Did they cross the Amsuf yet? No. So what does it mean? Obviously something deeper than that. What does it mean, Ivri? That they crossed the Yam. Now, as Jojo mentioned, the only people, at least in Bereishis, we'll see also soon more, people in Bereishis who are called Ivri are? Avram and
Yosef.
And Yosef, very nice. And Yosef Avinu. Sorry, Yosef, one of the Shiftei Ka. Avram Avinu, Yosef Atzadik, thank you. Look at this, think about this. You ready? This is starting, now we're going to start taking steps into death. What's the greatest common factor between Yosef and Avram?
They both found Hashem.
They both found Hashem and they were willing to
overcome,
stand up
against other people,
everyone else. Yosef was willing to stand up against everyone else. Look at the psukim, right? I brought you all the psukim that quotes the Ivri. V'tikral anshei beisar. This is Ashes Potifar. V'tomal emli mor ru'u hevi lanu ish Ivri. Right, the next one. V'sham itanu nar Ivri. That's the Sar Tabachim. Talking Yosef. He's an Ivri. What does an Ivri mean? That he stands up against everyone else no matter what. Avram Avinu, right? Why was he called an Ivri? So look at the Medrash on top of that. Bereishis Rabbah, V'yegev Avram Ivri, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Olam Kulo Meiver Echad, Meiver Echad. The whole entire world stands on one place and he stands on the other. Still not 100% clear. We're still not there yet. But we're going to see you have an Ivri. Again, we're going to come back to Yonah, don't worry. We're going to come back to the connection to Nicanor, don't worry. I haven't forgotten. I'm just going through a sugya of Ivri right now. Ivri Hayam. So look at the Mechilta. The Habrius. Look at the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, why was the Yamsuf... What gave them the schus of bringing through the Yamsuf? So there's a few different answers. The ones that I underlined, one of them is b'schus Avram Avinu. The second one is b'schus Avram Avinu. And the third, I'm just reading the underlined ones. The third one says because of Atmos Yosef. So here,
where did it say?
Nachon, it's Atmos Yosef. Gishmak. What's the idea here? What's the representation of the Yam? What is special about the Yam? The Dafka Avram and Yosef were the Ivri of our Yam, right? Why Dafka them? What's the symbolism here? Oh! That's exactly what you did. No. That's exactly what we're about to say. It's exactly what we're about to say. What?
I heard a shit like this. Yeah. Maral talks about it.
He knows it. He knows it all. He knows it all. He's got it. So here, let's read. Yeah, let's read. Let's read the Maharal, and then we'll come back. The Maharal says, "Lufikach haMitzrayim." I'm just reading the underlined. Everything here is huge, but I'm just reading the underlined. "Lufikach haMitzrayim shem hafchim shenim shilu." No. Let's start. Amnam yesh lecha lahavin. I'm starting three lines above it. Amnam yesh lecha lahavin od divrei chachma. You should understand od divrei chachma az tamor al imkei achachma. Then you'll understand the depth of wisdom. Lavin sod kriyas yamsuf. You'll understand the sod of kriyas yamsuf. Ki kfar his bayer. It's already been explained. Ki yesh lisra malas hatzura hanedelas ruchios beruchos alze. That Yisrael has the mala of a tzura. You see the shapes? Yisrael is like the shapes. We'll explain in a second. Ulufikach haMitzrayim shehem hafchim shenimshelu lechomer diksibu basar chomorim basarab haMisnag deYisrael. They were going against Yisrael. V'tchilo mashlo haMitzrayim al Yisrael kasher haMishpat noten ki chomer ikar briyaso v'tachlito b'sofo yichalish v'yisgaber alav atzura hanivdelas. V'kach, I'll explain in a second. V'kach hayu Yisrael moshlim al Mitzrayim shehem hachomer v'yatzu mehem kamo atzura hanivdelas ben hachomer. Let me explain. You ready? Plastic. What does plastic start out as?
Fiber.
Oil. Oil is a chomer. What happens? You have raw material, and what do you do with it? You turn it into something. You turn it from chomer to tzura. Originally, the chomer, the raw material, ruled, and then what do we do with it? We turn into a form. Mitzrayim, look at the top. Vayomer Moshe la'am, zechor es hayom hazeh asher yitzasu mitzrayim mibeis avadim. The definition of Mitzrayim is a beis avadim. What's an eved? He doesn't have individuality. He doesn't have a tzur. He can't define himself. He is whatever his master says he is. Mitzrayim is by definition the place where people lose their individuality. You become an eved. To Paro in this situation. The idea of the Mesilas Yesharim, right? What happened? Paro, what does Paro represent in the beginning of the Mesilas Yesharim? Right, you don't think. That's the first weapon of the Yitzhar. You don't think, don't think. Don't think. I was just talking to my brother-in-law today, and he was like, I was talking about Hashkafa ideas. He's like, stop thinking. Like, he's a wealthy person. He's like, stop. If you think like that, you're going to make people throw up over here. That's what he said. He's like, people can't handle, people don't think here. Like, they're too busy running around, especially in New York. Mitzrayim makes us lose our sense of self. What was the first thing that Moshe was supposed to tell him? That we're Ivrim. We're individuals. We stand up for what we believe. Again, we're going to come back to Yonah. I have not forgotten. Therefore, it makes sense. Why? Because Am Yisrael represents the Tzura. They represent being able to stand up for God, for standing up for something real in the world. Mitzrayim is the Chomer. Basar, what was the Basar? I'm always awful at Chomer Pesukim. Mitzrayim. Basar Chomorim Besaram. They're compared to the Chomor. The Chomer Gelem, the basic raw materials. So it makes sense that the Tzura came. That makes sense that the Chomer ruled over the Tzura at first, and then the Tzura won. Now we're going to get to the Yam. Etc. What happened? Hayugam ken hamayim is nagdim lem. Also, the water stood up against them. Ki inyan echad lemayim mitzrayim. because water and Mitzrayim mean the same thing. Think about two, I don't know if you guys come from this, two things that water does. One, it does hydrate. Three things that water does. It, besides for hydrating, it also, it will take on the form of whatever you put it into. Additionally, we'll explain in a second, additionally, water destroys form. Rabbi Kiva, drip, 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 drip. It softens rocks. This is a scarier thought, but that's essentially what happens when a person drowns. He becomes like everything else in the water, calm. In other words, water is Mitzrayim in the sense that it destroys form. It turns everything into Chomer. Am Yisrael's Avar Yam. They were able even. He explains. Gam kein amayim is nagdim lam. They were also fighting against ki inyan echad lamayim im haMitzrayim im Mitzrim ki kamosh Mitzrim rechokim min atzura. Just like Mitzrayim is far away from this tzura, from how do I translate tzura? Form being nivda, shape. Hanivdalas kach amayim he misholim mikol tzura in krovim elachomer v'notim elav l'fikach amayim is nagdim el Yisrael. So too the water was fighting against Yisrael. They wanted to drown them, and at the end. Lefikach, I'm at the last three lines. Lefikach, Amar b'Midrash, Lekach Nikru Ivrim Ratzalomar Avar Yam. Perush, that means, Sheyesh Lekro Yisrael Shem Al Avart Hayam. You should call Yisrael based on their Avart Hayam. Shezehu Etzem Malam. Because this is the greatest thing about them. I have a lot of, there's a lot of different directions I can go in right now. Let us give an example. The Mor Nevuchim in Chag, Chelek Gimel Perek Ches, is also where he says, I'm not gonna. He says something very extreme about getting drunk, Ayin Sham, if you're interested. In general, he says something very extreme, very intense. Ayin Sham, it's just worth noting if anyone wants to look into it or ask me after the shiur. But he compares, he uses the same idea, I'm not going to read it inside, but he uses the same idea for an Isha Zona. An Isha Zona, I'm not going into the Kabbalistic, and this is going to be 100% politically correct, but this is, women are compared to Chomer, and men are compared to the Tzura. In general, in like Chitzonius, the man takes on the role of, so to speak, usually in families, like the man takes on the hashkafa of the man is what's dominant. If you think about it in terms of tribes, who does the tribes go after? The man. While the woman represents the chomer. In other words, the woman, what does she do? What does she give? Are you a Jew or not? In other words, the woman in the woman is latent potential for the man to be able to focus. It's similar to again, everything's a relationship, but it's similar to. Let's put it this way. Every single object in the world, every single object in the world is built off a zachros and a nakvas, a male and a female part. Right? Look at any object around you. Everything has a female part and a male part. It's put together, the pages and the book cover. And yeah, exactly. This is the female part, and you put it in to the male part, or screw in. In other words, the male is basically giving is using the potential of this. However, what would happen if this ditched and went to somewhere else? Like went here, and then from here went here. Sorry. In other words, it kept switching on the person. In other words, the zona is chomer taking advantage of the tzura. I'll explain in a second. While the Eishes Chayil, the Rambam says, is a woman who just stays with her husband, one husband, they build a beautiful house. To explain it a little bit stronger, I don't know if this will work. Again, I told you, I haven't thought about everything, every step of the way, as well as I would have liked to, but every piece is very deep, so it's hard to. Let's say it like this. Every single person here has a Nefesh HaSichlis and Nefesh HaBahamis. Right? Nefesh HaSichlis is the part of you that says, I want to be great, I want to conquer the world, I want to fulfill my potential. Yeah, but everyone, this is at the end of the day, it's Judaism. On the other hand, we have a Nefesh of Bahamas. Nefesh of Bahamas says, I want to sleep, I want to not accomplish, etc., etc., etc. The Nefesh of Sichlis, when using the Nefesh of Bahamas, is very powerful. The Nefesh of Bahamas, when using the Nefesh of Sichlis, is very powerful. What happens when the Nefesh of Bahamas uses the Nefesh of Sichlis? You get something called the iPhone. What happens when the Nefesh of Sichlis uses the Nefesh of Bahamas? You get something called the Bar-Ilan CD. You understand what I'm saying? Or Nefesh HaSichlis also, you can build a beautiful family using your Yetzirah. If you're able to use the Chomer properly and focus it, you're able to build a beautiful family. You're able to use the Yetzer to build and grow, you'll build the most beautiful Kodesh HaKadashim. But if the Chomer rules over you, you'll get the most disgusting relationships that constantly switch and switch and switch and switch, and you're running from one place to another, to the other place. The beauty of an Ivri is that he can stand up and be Nivdal and use the Chomer properly. Avar Yam comes out of Mitzrayim, comes from the Chomer and uses it to create a tour, to create something beautiful. Is this clear or it's too esoteric?
It's very deep. It's awesome.
Okay, I don't know. Again, I'm still working out. It's not 100.
How does the zone in the tour compare to the idea of the water?
I don't understand your question.
How are you fitting in the idea of the zona and the tzura to the overall shir?
The zona and the tzura, meaning the zona is basically what prevents us. When the water rules, it loses the water. What can water do?
It could change the tzura.
It could destroy the tzura of a person. It could
also
destroy.
It could help. It can be the biggest help also.
It could also be the biggest help. That's essentially what we're saying. When you could be over water, when your power, when again. I'm not talking like men should beat their... I'm not chas v'shalom, I'm not saying that. I'm saying in terms of relationship, in terms of job, everyone's different and everyone has their own potential. Man is nothing without his wife. A wife is also nothing without her husband. It's duality. It's an equal duality. But the man's role is to focus the chomer of the woman. But if the chomer rules over the man, it's disgusting. So too, if the water rules over, so to speak, if Mitzrayim rule over the man, he loses the person, we lose our personality, we lose our individuality. Masha Einkin, if we can focus the Chomer, we can focus the raw material, you can build a beautiful home. The beauty of Am Yisrael is that they're Avar Yam, that they're stronger than the water. The water splits from them. You have all these agaditas about the water splitting. Pinchas ben Yair, etc. Now, let's return to our story. Nicanor, what happened, Nicanor? Where was he leaving from? Where was he going through? No, where was he going through?
Water,
the Yam. Putting some pieces together. We haven't come full circle yet. Don't worry. Still a lot to go. Let's read Sefer Yonah. Vayidva Adonai El Yonah ben Amitai Lemor. The word of God came to Yonah. Kum leich al Ninveh ha'ir hagdola krala ki al sara asam lefanai. Go to Ninveh, this great city, and call to it. Ki al sara asal lefanai, because its evil came up before me. Yakum Yonah lebroch Tarshisha lefei Adonai. I should have brought in one last medrash. Nonetheless, and Yonah went to run away to Tarshisha from before God, and he went to Yafo, and he found there a boat to go that was going to Tarshish, and he gave the money, and he went down, and he fell. Vayered balavo imayan Tarshisha lefei Adonai. He went there before God. The irony: he wanted to run away from before God, and what happens? He was in a boat, which is before God. V'adonai hitil ruach gedolah al yam, and now God puts in a big, big ruach. V'hi sar gedol b'yam v'aniyam chishva nishaver. And there was a big, big storm, and the boat was going to break. V'yiru ha-malachim v'yiz'aku ish al elohav, and the sailors cried out to their God. V'yitolu was ha-kelem asher b'aniyam al yam, and they threw the kelem that was in the boat into the yam. V'akam ha-alem, to make it easier, right? Reminds us very much of Nicanor. The Yonah Yaradis Yarka Seyasvina Vyeshka Vyirdam. He went down, and what happened? Moshe went to sleep. A lot of people think like the Iker of Sefer Yonah is the last few Prakim, last two Prakim, I should say. But the Iker, I'm not going to say that. It's not the Iker, but the Iker also is the beginning. In other words, one of the goals of the Yom Nirayim is you're in the middle of a huge storm. How could you fall asleep? One of the big teachings of Sefer Yonah. How could you possibly fall asleep? How could you not be active during the Yom Noraim? Rav Fass said that a few years ago. So what happens? The big guy comes down to Yonah. How could you sleep? Call your God. Maybe he'll help us and we won't be lost during this crazy storm. We'll cast lots. Who's causing us this terrible storm? And the lottery fell on Yonah. They said to him, "Tell us, Lanu, Basher lemi hara'a hazos lanu. Why is this happening? Ma melachtecha. What do you work as? Umein tavo ma atzeich ve'imize am ata. What nation are you from? Ve'imer alehem. Ivri anochi." Ivri Anochi, what the heck does that mean? I'm a Jew. But why did he use that one? Why did he use that name? Ves Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Ani Yarei Asher Asa Seyam Ves Hayabosha. But you're on Hashem. You're a Gedolah. Why were they afraid? So well, everything I'm about to say is B'derech Drash. But why were they afraid, yeah? So you could say that. That's one shot which is definitely acceptable. Meaning, what did Jojo just say, if I understood correctly? That no matter what happens, I'm gonna stand up for what I believe in. That could be one thing he was saying to them. No matter what, I'm gonna stand up for what I believe in, similar to Nicanor, he held onto the gate. You can't stop me. I'm not gonna give in to what you're saying. Additionally, you could perhaps tie it into Chris Yamsen. Remember the Maharal? What happened? The water? Look back at the Maharal's words. Look back at the Maharal's words. The Kasher Yatsu Hayugam Kena Mai Misnagdim Lam. The water was battling them. Why was the water battling them? Because the Chomer is trying to rule over the Tzura. The lack of shape, the raw material is trying to rule over the Tzura, the shape. The Mayim is trying to knock out Am Yisrael. Once he says he's an Ivri, that's why the Yam is standing up against him, so to speak. Again, we're speaking right now, Drush, deep Drush. But the Yam, so to speak, is battling against him. That's why they're terrified, because they know that the water is going to fight them. Didn't say for Yonah. It's a Drush. What I'm saying now is Drush. I'm not saying Pshat. But you have to ask the question, why are they so afraid? What caused them to have such a fear? He didn't say anything so afraid, scaring. I mean, maybe they got afraid because they realized God. It's possible. But why did he say Ivri Anochi? Again, because they go back to the Maharal. The water fought against Am Yisrael. Why did the water fight against Am Yisrael? Because they're an Ivri, they're a Tzura. They stand up for what they believe in against the Chomer. Against what everyone else is.
And what does that mean to these guys?
What?
What does that mean to them?
It's a general question. Say for Yonah, I'm not going to be so mafriz al midotai to say that on all of Tanakh, but is say for Yonah historical or not historical? The Gra famously said it wasn't historical. In other words, it's more when you read Tanakh, less, for example, Rav Herzig says, what language did Pharaoh speak? Dafka, there's a medrash that says he didn't speak Hebrew. So what language did he speak? Mistama, Egyptian. What language was Moshe speaking when he spoke to Pharaoh? Mistama, Egyptian. In other words, sometimes, a lot of times, it doesn't really... Most of Tanakh is, I'm not claiming that I'm holding these things. Most of Tanakh doesn't matter if it's historical or not. This is also a big idea from Slipkin. Tanakh is not a history book. What is Tanakh? A theological book. In other words, when you hear the word Ivri, it's supposed to ring bells. You understand what I'm saying?
Couldn't it just be that an Ivri is someone that has nothing to lean on, and therefore the water looked at it as an opportunity to take it over?
What do you mean?
That's why, like, as soon as he said Ivri, the water was like, okay, this guy's an Ivri, he has nothing to lean on.
What do you mean by lean on?
Like, an Ivri is whatever his master says. He has no, like, base foundation for himself.
No, an Ivri is Davka Hefa.
It's the opposite?
Ivri is exactly the opposite of what you just said. And Ivri is, Avram stands on this side and the whole world stands on the other side. Yosef against everyone.
But in Ivri and Mitzrayim.
Dafka, Moshe comes. When he comes to Mitzrayim, he says, Elohei Ivrim, to show they are individuals. It's the first thing he's supposed to say to Paro. Elohei Ivrim. You understand? When we refer to an Eved, a Jewish Eved, what do we say? Eved Ivri. Why? Because at the end of the day, he's still mine. Kenelecha Rabba. You got a Rav. You didn't get yourself an Eved, you got a Rav. Because at the end of the day, a Jew is a Jew.
I see that for like Avraham and Yosef, but like, I mean, try and
no, obviously
they're not called Ivrim. We're saying that Ivrim once
Moshe's trying to redeem them,
right?
At time of redemption,
he's looking at he's saying their latent potential.
So when they were leaving, you're saying like you have this great potential that you can shape up if you want to.
You can turn into something real.
Ivrim aren't Avadim.
So again, that's perhaps what the fear is of Yonah, that they know that the water is going to fight against them. Here, I want to go a little bit deeper. A little deeper. Please pass the Tavzeres. We're going to come to the Tavzeres in a second. But first, I want to read a Medrash for you. The Medrash says, let's read the Pasuk first, most Perek Tes. The Pasuk says about Paro, why did I let you exist? So that you can show off my power. So you can say my koach throughout the land. That's what God says to Paro. Clear? Look at the Medrash above. Here, Rabbi Nechoni, we'll start from the meter. Rabbi Nechoni ben Kana, run Medrash up, right? You see Yonah in the fish? What? Yagud Shimoni. Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana Omer. Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana says, Te delcha tshuva mi paro shemarad be'akadosh. Know the koach of tshuva. Why? I'll give you a case. I'll give you the scenario. Mi paro, from paro. Why? Shemarad be'akadosh baruch hu. He rebelled against Hashem. Ma'od. Mi Hashem asher yishma kolo. Who's God? Who's God? He makes God nothing. That's a whole other shiur in itself. Lashon shechayit bo, and exactly what he made the mistake in, but lashon as a tshuva. That's what he had to do tshuva. Mikamol kubeilu Hashem. Seemingly, according to this medrash, Paro said, "Who's like God?" By Kriyas Yamsuf. V'tzilo Kadosh Baruch Hu menam misa l'saper koach v'urasa. As the pasuk I showed you, shenemar v'ulam ba'borzo se'matichu melech ben umalach beninve. He was the king in Nineveh. So now, when you go in things like this, Lefiani is Daiti, I don't think it means that Paro lived. Paro lived from Mitzrayim to Nineveh. I don't believe that that's what the Medrash is saying. It's possible, maybe like Asher, like Asher's daughter, they say that lived a long life. The Medrash is saying that Paro lived, it was the king of Nineveh. The same Paro of Mitzrayim was the Paro of Nineveh. Again, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it's
the same thing as Yosef.
I think Paro is just an official term of a king. It was his name. Paro's not his
name. Umalach bin Nineveh. Same king that ruled in Mitzrayim, ruled in Nineveh.
Well, I say the same thing by Yosef.
What do you mean?
Was it the same?
No. So for example, who do they say is Eliyahu HaNavi? No? Pinchas. They say Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas. It's possible. But in, exactly, what do you mean by Gilgal? It's the same Shorosh Neshama. What do I mean, same Shorosh Neshama? They have the same exact personality, the same exact kochos. They represent the same idea. Pinchas represents Nikama. Elio represents, I don't care. There's a famine, Zehu. I'm causing a drought. That's the opening psukim of Elio. I'm causing a drought, period. Strong. Fire from heaven. Kanokinesi, says the Navi. Nikama. Eliyahu and Pinchas are the same. Paro and Melech Nineveh, Chazal are putting together. Clear what I just said? Again, the same, it's supposed to now ring bells. Va'anche Nineveh Kosvim Kis, it discusses the bad business that they did, and they were Mishkav Zachor, they were men were sleeping together. V'shlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yonah. God sent Yonah is Nabi Alel Achriba to destroy it. Vishma Paro, and Paro stood up. Vaman Mikiso, Vikara Begadav, Vilavash Sak, Vichriz Bechol Amosh Yitzumu, Kol Ham Shloshi Yamin. So what happened? Paro heard immediately that Yonah came. What he did, I don't know. He heard that Yonah came. He immediately ripped his begadim and he called a fast. And mina anashim levad, etc., etc. And then it discusses their tshuva and their eventual destruction. What happened? The Medrash doesn't say what happened that caused such a fervor. What happened? So you look at the redact. This is, again, this is drush. I'm not saying that this is pshat, but the redact, the next source, two down, says what happened. Ki anche aniya hayu be'ir. The people in the boat were in the city. Ve'idu alav. They testified ki tululiyam. They threw him into the sea. V'kol inyanu and everything that happened. Kmo shahei lefikach. Lefikach eminu ben nevuato v'shavu v'tshuva shlema. They returned with tshuva shlema. In other words, perhaps, again, I'm not saying that this is pshat, but perhaps what happened, Paro saw Kriyas Yamsu. Paro heard about the Ivrim. Well, how does Yonah call himself? An Ivri, standing up. The second Paro sees Yonah, not only, as Jojo said, he knows he's not going to stand down, but also he means business. Am Yisrael means business. We're at Surah. I'm not backing down. Not only am I not backing down, but what I believe in is real. You can't convince me otherwise. What I believe in is going to change you. It's going to form you. He understands the miracles. He understands the power. What I want to do now is a shtickle Moshe Haskell. Yeah.
Compare every issue with you also.
What do you mean by that?
I say, like, sometimes they also call people to that also call the
D. Oh, Kofar Be'ikr, nice. Sorry, not Kofar Be'ikr, Chasson, Kofar Be'ikr, Zara, nice. That a Yehudi is, by definition, a Yehudi is... That's nice. That's nice. That is nice. The Tzav is yours. What I'm doing right now is... I know, I should have copied it, you're right. Tzav is there, it's not on the Bayer Lund, but I should have copied it, you're right.
Who is this?
The Pizetzner. Pizetzner in Tzav is yours, it's basically his diary. He says the following idea. Kinah Shotef, this is the Musar Haskell, I'm doing this in the middle on purpose. This is the Musar Haskell of everything that we're talking about. He's talking about a river. A river, when it's running, it will destroy everything in its way. Anything it finds, it will destroy. What happens at a tsunami? Cleans everything. It'll find its way into the holes as well. If you have enough water, it'll slip in through the into the Ezra. It finds a hole. One hole. That's all it needs. Imanish, I watch a house in Lynch Food. So they still have the issue. They're working on it. We're working on it. What?
Long Beach.
Oh, Long Beach, the Hurricane Sandy. But I watch a house, and there's mommers, like, there's one hole in one pipe, which causes, like, water just to find the crack in the middle of the hole in the bottom of the basement. All the water coming in, you have a huge flood. Kain gam zerem deos hadoras das hayachid yishtof. Read it again. Kain gam, also, zerem deos hador. Culture. As das hayachid, the ideas, the beliefs of the yachid yishtof will wash away. Yesh asher lo yargish hayachid meuma. There are those that you don't feel that you don't even feel the individual. Uvedato yidmesh dato asher meaz esam gam ata. And you might think that his das is strong. He's an esam. He's a rock. About the emes alav yifolu v'imahem ma'at o harbe yischof. But really, 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 he's just like everyone else. This always bothered me. I'll give an example. The 60s. Everyone had to be an individual in the 60s. But what really was happening? Every single person was doing the same exact thing.
But we were different.
And the second, this is how you were Moshe Weinberger. The second the guy put on a suit and got a nice haircut.
You were doing it. The second Jay-Z made it cool for a rapper to wear that stuff.
Second the Jay-Z made it cool for a rapper to wear that stuff. I don't know what you're referring to.
Knows what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're referring
to. No, no, I'm talking about. I was into that.
But what happened? Ba'akimasonis akim umir hapgimaheni pagim. That he was destroyed by them. We think, I'm making fun of ourselves then. Also me. We think that, again, this is very good for us to hear. We think that, you know, wearing black and white, you're destroying your individuality. But what's really happening? You put up, again, I'm a Zionist. If I could vote in Israel, I would probably vote for Bayit Yehudi. Not that I'm talking politics here. I'm saying, like, it's good to hear Musar about ourselves. We think if we put on colored clothing and we wear a kippah sukkah, then we're protecting our individuality. Individuality is much, much deeper than that. Like Rav Shammai just was like. Individuality, being an individual does not, you cannot define yourself as an individual based on your clothing. That's foolish.
I'm very stark because I wear this yarmulke.
You're super stark because I can't see the yarmulke. No, you're super stark because you wear that yarmulke. Hey, it works the same way, the opposite way. We can also, I'm not, definitely not while I'm being recorded, I'm not going to talk. I can make fun of ourselves. I can like push ourselves.
I wear black socks.
I wear a white undershirt. So therefore you should try and stay away. Again, I'll say it like Rav Noach Weinberg would say it. Rav Noach Weinberg would say. Rav Noach Weinberg would say, not a bafoof stick. Rav Noach Weinberg would say the following. If you grew up in Christian Sicily, Christian Rome, what would you be? A very good Christian. If you grew up in a nice family in communist China, what would you be?
Chinese.
You'd be waving your red flag. If you grew up in voodoo Africa, what would you be? You'd be waving your voodoo doll. If you grew up, maybe the scariest for us, if you grew up in Meir Sharm, what would you be? Let's start talking to Aruch HaShulchan, wouldn't be happy. He doesn't like people who talk in their tzitzis. Hey, he likes people. He likes people who talk in their tzitzis, but he doesn't like the idea. We'd be waving our tzitzis. For us, if you grew up in America, what might you be waving? Your Americanisms. That's how Rav Noach Weinberg would say. In other words, I'm not saying that America's bad. That's not what I'm saying. Don't understand that. I'm not saying Canada is bad. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, do not assume that everything that's in the Canadian culture, American culture, what we're being taught, Judaism is the right culture, but maybe is being represented as Judaism is the right thing. Iker is to constantly be thinking, to be an Avram Avinu, to be a Doresh, to be a Mevakesh Emes. Again, obviously Judaism, for people, some meaning we have to work for it, but if a person who really, really honestly, genuinely learns Torah, Torah is Emes, period. But the Iker is to not be caught up in the culture. The culture can destroy a person's thought. Being around people, you know the famous, I forgot who did. I should have been nice. This would, it would also make me look like I, you know,
I'm hip
and in it. Exactly, I'm cultural, worldly. It makes me look cool.
That's why I'm in college.
That's why I'm in college. No, but this is a famous test that was done in psychology that there's like two or three lines, and everyone in the class was like told to like say that the shorter one is longer, and then you know what I'm talking about. It's the concept of being affected by our surroundings.
It's like if you take a kid into a classroom and all the kids start cheating during a test when the teacher's gone, and then if the kid's gonna I think I'm telling you.
I would cheat when the teacher's there. I wouldn't wait until the
teacher's there. He talks a lot about this. I don't have to read the whole piece. If you want to look at it inside, it's a very, 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 very important piece. In Zion, he continues the idea. Seder? But the Musar Haskel for us, and I did that specifically in the middle, is the concept of being able to stand up against. Again, not that America is rotten to the core. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that there are things about America which are problematic, and there's things about Canada, Western culture, which is problematic. And I was talking about Rosh Kolo today. Not today, Tuesday. When was I talking to him? Wednesday, yesterday. I was talking to him about tefillah, and he told me that. I'll give you an example. He said that Western. I don't think he meant everything, but specific Western culture is the exact opposite of Judaism. What was he talking about? The concept of being bolet, the concept of standing out. That I have to be the best. Everyone has to see me. It's a Western idea that I have to be the best, I have to be the most successful. Judaism is to be misbatel yourself. Be misbatel yourself to the Ein Sof. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Ana of Mikol Ish, and he was misbatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yam, so to speak. Right? The same, but this time the reverse. The Yam of Hashem.
It's the Mashal Tanis, right?
And, exactly.
So,
that's a whole other meaning. The difference between waters, the idea of waters is definitely to get attached to this, but I don't want to go into it right now. But the concept here, similar, is the concept of being mispatel, to be an anav. And through that makes you the best, greatest person in the world, the greatest thing in the world, the greatest couple that you can have is to be an Eved Hashem. To just be an ox of Hashem, is a Hasidic concept, just be an ox of Hashem is the greatest couple in the world.
I mean, to be like small or not small. Like if we're not gonna be like,
the more room you make for Hashem, no. I'm not saying don't be successful. But what's the goal? Is the goal success? Correct. The goal is to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Period. That's the goal of Judaism, to have a relationship with Hashem. Through having a relationship through Hashem, through being mispat to understand that the whole world is God and everything I'm doing is just for God, not for me. I'm doing it for God. The smaller you make yourself and the greater, so to speak, you make God, the greater you are. The greatest kavod any servant can have is that the king chooses him to serve him.
But then that itself sort of becomes like a westernized culture where everyone's trying to be more success, like more close to God.
So Inachinami, I had this discussion with a couple of guys in my yeshiva. And obviously at the end of the day, it all goes back to Hashem. Asaki no lomachu shakai. We're in the world to bring godliness into the world, not for us, but for God. I totally agree with you. Meaning it's problematic to think of Judaism strictly as focused on me. But to understand, meaning at least for the beginning of the way, to understand that the greatest kavod that we can have is to be an Eved Hashem is very healthy. You understand what I'm saying? It's like what I just said. One more time.
To the best of your ability, not like to look at others and say, oh, I
at the end of the day, at the end of the day, at the end of the day, Jewish goal, one second, Jojo, is to bring God into the world. It's for God, not for me. But to understand on the way that the greatest kavod that I can have, and this is very healthy because it's real, the greatest kavod that I can have is that I'm an Eved Hashem. In other words, that it's focused on me. I'm looking at myself. It's very healthy. Obviously, again, at the end of the day, it's to bring God into the world and to Lamaisa, just to make a Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like a child does the silliest things, but it gives an Nachas Ruach to his parent. So to speak, the same concept. We're trying to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach. To bring him into the world, to bring godliness into the world. The biggest Chol Hashem was the creation of the world. The first command that God tells people are Ruvu. Fill the world with me. Fill the world with Tzelen Elokim. Fill the world with Kedusha. At the end of the day, the goal of the world is to bring God into the world. But again, on the way, realize that the greatest kavod is to be an Eved Hashem. To not be like everyone else. To not in the 60s to be... Weimarger talks about this. There was something very special about the 60s, and there was something, the Nekuda Tova, deep, deep there.
It's very big, whenever he says he's a revolution or something, it means there's such a deep thing.
Right, he talked about, I'm not going to go into that specifically, but to not be just like everyone else. To be a Mevakesh Emes! I'm telling you, that's one of the most important midas that you can have at this age is to be a Mevakesh Emes and throughout your whole life. But to not settle with the mundane, to not settle with the average, to not settle with what everyone else is doing just because it feels okay, it feels good. To not be like the rocks or the unfortunate people that get caught in Chas V'Shalom in a tsunami or the house that gets run over by a tsunami. To not be like that, but to be an individual, to be an Ivri, to be an Avram, to be a Yosef. Dojo, what was your question?
I was gonna say that
we're not done yet. It gets deeper.
Never mind.
No, what's up?
I say like the Rambam and Deus sort of explain this way of saying like doing mundane things, and you were trying to say that everything's a Eved Hashem.
The Rambam talks about this.
Talks about how like everything is like towards doing it, but like doing it in a mundane way, like going to
sleep is being an Eved Hashem. He talks about exercise in Hilchos Deis. He talks about exercise, l'shem shemayim. He says that if you're in pain, you have a toothache, you can't concentrate on Torah. You can't be an Eved Hashem.
Yeah, he says, you can't fast every single second of the day because if you get sick, then you can't be an Eved Hashem.
You have to eat. L'shem Shemayim. Gishmak. Every mitzvah is a Suda's mitzvah. L'shem Shemayim. Gishmak. Say it.
So all the MS is this house, right? And
what do you mean house?
Here we're talking about the house with the water and the hole, with the water, the flood, the river flowing?
Oh, yeah.
So how do you avoid getting those holes in your house? You know, like, sometimes you
that's right. Meaning, how do we... So that's what he goes on and talks about. If you want, I could read it, but he's...
Like, if you were to summarize it, like, it's hard to sort of not be influenced by your surroundings, especially, like, when...
Man is a social animal, I think Aristotle said.
Wow.
Man is a social animal. Everyone's bound to get a few holes in their life.
So he says that. I'll read you his words. Your mom is stealing it. You're
taking the L-O-O. Was it the two parts?
What?
The Nevesh Elokis and Nevesh Bema. Yeah. So it's just taking the Nevesh Elokis from the Bema.
Are you running tomorrow?
I didn't say that.
He.
12:30. We got time.
Don't worry, we're not. It doesn't seem like this. I will be here for a little, you know. Not so much longer. Longer, but not so much longer. But he says that it's impossible. You're right. It's impossible that it won't affect us a little bit. But the goal... Again, I'll tell you a story. He says in the... I quoted this to Shimmy earlier. That at the end of the third parak, he discusses... Of Hashar's Vreichim. He discusses... we quoted this earlier. The story of the Baal Shem Tov. That there was a certain person who came to the town, and he was like known as like a kadosh and a gadol, and the people wanted to test him. They wanted to ask him a question: How can we know that he's the real deal? So the Baal Shem Tov says to them, "Here's the question: Ask him what eitzah, what trick do, what tachbula do you have that we can get out of the Yetzer Hara? What's the trick? What's the car? What's the trump card? To be lefader mina yitzhar, to get out of the yitzhar. So what does he say? What does Baal Shem Tov say? He says that if he gives you an answer, then you know he's not the real deal. If he gives you an answer, it's not it. Rather, it's avoda tmidis. That's the answer. It's avoda tmidis. You have to constantly be working on it. Constantly be working on it. So here... There's no easy way out. That's essentially what I'm saying. But the midah of a vavakish, the midah of, is this emes or is this sheker? Is this the best thing for me or is this not the best thing for me? Am I making a real decision? He says in the next one. He says in Ches, that before you can make any, before you can have bechira, before you can talk about bechira, is there a you? Before you make a decision, is there a you? Are you a person? Are you a self? Are you separate? Have you separated yourself? Do you understand that I'm not just everything that culture tells me I am? Do you recognize that you want things which are much, 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 much greater than what Western society gives us? Once you separate yourself and you understand, I'm a vivakish, I want truth, I want emes, that's my goal, that's my greatest pleasure, that is the greatest thing that I can have, that's the first step. That's the first step. You understand? And then, obviously, you work on it. It's a never-ending. There's many tachpulot, there's many tricks. It's general, but if I were to give you one answer, then that's the... I'd be lying. Seder, let's take it a little deeper. We're going to come back to Yonah also, don't worry. But I should have numbered. I should have numbered the pages. I learned from Yossi et Shalom that I should number these pages. One second, let's start from the beginning. This was page number one. This is page number two. So let's flip to the opposite side. We did say for more Nevuchim. Let us jump to Rashi in this week's Parsha. Let us jump to Rashi in this week's Parsha. Yeah. One second. What happened here? One second. Yeah, it's this week's Parsha. Oh, no. Sorry, I made a mistake. Second. Let's jump to Rashi in this week's Parsha. It's the last page. We're gonna. I'm a little out of order here, but it's fine. We're gonna come back to it. Rashi in this week's Parsha. This is great, because generally speaking, in this Chabura, we always somehow connect to the Parsha. It's really nice. But Rashi in this week's Parsha. Kol HaTorah Kula Mamash. Yes. Everything's connected. Navul Chayayich Paturim Tzareif B'Charizim. He knows. Pashat knows. B'marat Tzavot. What's the story? So actually, we're going to read that the girls brought the mirrors right to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know the drasha. We'll see right now. Benos Yisrael biyada maros. They had in their hands mirrors. Shiraot behen kishahin mitkashot. That they saw with when they would dress them in jewelry. Af osam those lo ikfu malavi linidvas hamishkan. They didn't stop from being into the mishkan. Vaya maus Moshe behen. Moshe thought these were disgusting. Why? And they should assume the yitzhara because they were made for the yitzhara. Amar lo kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu said to him, kibel. Accept it. Ki elu chavivin alai, because these are beloved to me min hakol from everything. Why? Shal yideim amidu hanashim hatzavot rabos b'mitzrayim, because through them the nashim were able to have a huge number of people in Mitzrayim. Shu ba'aleihem yigim be'avodas parach, because when their husbands came with avodas parach. Wow. 1 second. Interesting. Holy cow. You'll see. Wow. Yeah. They would bring from them food and water, etc. And they would take the mirrors. The kol achas roa atzma. Each one would look at them. Imbala. They would look at the with their husband. Bemara. And mishtalto. And they would. No. And she would basically seduce him. Lomar ani na'im imcha, I'm more beautiful than you. And we talk kach mevios lebaalehim lidei taiva v'nizkal chuslan. And they would bring their husbands to a taiva, and then they would have bia. It was abros yodosham, and then they would have native children. Etc. The end of the next sentence. V'nasa akior mehem, and the cure was made out of them. Shu l'shum shalom in ish l'ishto, which is meant to give shalom bain the husband and the wife. La'ashkos b'mei m'mayim shibitocho, to give the drink from the water that's inside it. Et shekina la ba'ala b'nistara. The woman who the husband warned, and she then went into yichud with another man. V'tei l'cha, no for you. Shehein maros mamish, that they're mamish, no. It's very important that you know that they're mamish mirrors that we're talking about here. Seder. No, wait, that is enough for us. No, that they're mamish mirrors. Seder? So now, look. Flip page back one. Let me find the medrash. The medrash says, there's a medrash, sorry. The medrash says, B'midbar Rabba, sorry. Well, second, third to last source. B'midbar Rabba. You see where I am? The Medrash says, V'lakach ha'koin, etc. The second line, L'fi ha'shakir lo nasa elemen ha'malos ha'nashim, right? As Rashi said, V'yas ha'shakir ha'choshes, Osa nashim sha'amru ha'alim me'ida leinu. God testified on us, Yatsu toros b'mitzrayim, that we left Mitzrayim to Horos, K'shaba Moshe lasos kior, O'lelim ba'osa ha'malos, with those mirrors, aser ota, make the kiyor shalom nasul Hashem's nus, because it wasn't made Hashem's nus. Ve'menu tiyena v'nosehen nivdikos im tahoros hen kum imosehen. And these women also were going to check the sotot if they're kosher with their husbands, just like the women in Mitzrayim were kosher with their husbands. Davar acher, you ready? Amar Elohim v'alo lo nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim v'alo b'schus ha'mitzvah hazos al shesham ra'atim in haznus. Why were they saved in Mitzrayim? Because they saved themselves from nus. You ready to put together a lot of different pieces? You ready for a lot of different pieces? Here we go. You ready? Remember the Rambam?
Yeah.
What did the Rambam say? That the Zohar represents the Chomer. The Chomer, which takes on different forms. It puts on this shirt, puts on this shirt, it puts on this form, it puts on this form. Water, whatever you put it into, it's like a Zohar, in this sense. It takes whatever form it wants. The Jewish people were saved from its rhyme because?
They didn't change their form.
They didn't change their form. Bam! And mamish. What did I think? One second. What did the Rambam say in Eishes Chayil?
Someone who stays with their husband.
Stays with their husband and is able to focus on. What did the wives do in Mitzrayim? Not only did they stay with their husband, they brought the potential out of their husband. That's the idea of a chomer. It's able to, if the tzura uses the chomer properly, then it's able to make the greatest thing. If the chomer is ne'eman to the tzura, then you get the greatest thing possible. You ready? What do mirrors do?
They reflect
they the same exact thing as water. It's the same exact thing. Whatever puts itself in front of a mirror, that's what happens. It just takes on the reflection of whatever you put in front of it. Kind of like us, and we take on the reflection of our tarbut. Don't worry, we're going to come back. We're going to come back to Yonah. We're going to come back to the Mikdash. It's all going full circle. Don't worry. I missed this point. Thank God Waxman pointed me out. I missed this. What are mirrors back in the days of Mitzrayim? No, so we're talking, they had mirrors. Not silver. What was the kior made out of? They didn't have glass. Glass is Roman. That's what I... What was the kior made out of? Nechoshes. It was made out of copper, right? The Ramban says in this week's Parsha that the kior was made out of Nechoshes Hamaros Nechoshes Kila or Kala. I'm not sure how to pronounce the word. Kuf Lamed Lamed. It's special. If you look at Yecheskel Perk Aleph, it's like super flashy schmancy copper. Look at Rashi when he refers to the gates of Nicanor. Nicanor's gates were made out of Nechoshes. It didn't change because Asu Nisim with these gates. Rashi says, Kal Nisim Mizukakos, the Kain Shem in Nechoshes, Vahu Nechoshes Kilel. Kuf Lamed Lamed. The same exact properties of Shar Nicanor was the properties of the women's mirrors. The women's mirrors, what happened? They went to the Pesach Ol Moed of Moshe Rabbeinu. Shar Nicanor is the main gate, it's the Pesach into the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, exactly what the cure represented in the Midbar is exactly what Shar Nicanor represents in the Mikdash. Clear? Same exact material. If you ever wonder, like, what's all this material? You're falling asleep, like, oh, the Tolat Shani, Sheish Mashzar, etc., etc. Oh, I heard this like 10 times already, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. So here's one example of this is the deepest stuff in the world.
You see, the Shalom says that's why there's so much arithas and whole parsha seemingly repeating because it's the deepest thing.
It's the deepest in the world, and this is only mamish. This is the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg, and we have a little bit more to go. But this is pasha, the tip of the iceberg. The Jewish people were saved because of what happened with the Jewish people, that they weren't zonot in Mitzrayim. They held on to what they believed. They held on to what is it? Lashon. Their language,
their clothing,
and their names, which is essentially their culture. They held on to what their culture was. They held on to what they believe in. Akan, clear? Shmak? Let's take a step back. Let us take a step back. Oh, by the way, I there's so many details, I probably forgot something somewhere along the way, but this is also the Sota. It's the same idea with the Sota, right? What is the Sota? She is Nistara. And then her husband warned her, and then the waters of the kior, which is made by the mirrors, are what tests her whether she was ne'eman to her husband. Everything comes full circle. Everything's... Also water, correct. Also water has that reflective ability, correct. Correct, absolutely.
Water is a mirror. When you look at water, you see your reflection.
Also they're the same. Either way, I mean,
that's
the same idea.
Yeah.
It's a coincidence, maybe, I don't know.
Only when standing still. Yeah, and when water stands still, it's not trying to take over. It's not trying to...
You hear that finish?
What?
Water is only a perfect reflection when it stands still.
Oh, it's not trying to take over?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Interesting. Yeah, when it's not trying to move. When it moves, it can't reflect. That's nice. And it stays together. It stays with the one person. It can reflect the koach of whatever it puts in front of it. That's so you. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit my finger
on that one.
You gotta get like one a second. Good, like a 5-star style.
1 second. Turk Aleph Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah and Sota. What? Receive is a.
He's a reflection.
He's a dude. He is definitely. It's a big Swiss to use his Gemaras. The. 1 second. Sorry. The Mishnah says. Here. No, this is not it. 1 second. The Mishnah says, "Yumalan osal lebeistin hagadol shi Yerushalayim, etc." And they would say to her, they would say to the sota when she's about to be tested, "Biti harbe yain osa yain can make people make mistakes. Schok can make people make mistakes. Yaldus being young can make people make mistakes. Shchina maram can make people make mistakes, etc. etc." Shleim chal amayim v'omer lefaneh dvarim she'enim kidal shalman he v'kol mashkov beis avia im amrat me ani. If she says I'm tamei, so then she doesn't get her ksuva, she doesn't get any money, etc. But if she says she's tahora, yeah, ani malin asa l'shar hamizrach, they take her to the shar hamizrach, which is shal pesach shar haniknor. They take her to the al pesach shar haniknor. You have the kior, they feed her from the kior, which is near the copper. In Shar Nikanor. Shasham Mashkinas Asotos. We're not done yet. No, it isn't, of course. I it didn't look like it was 100%. Oh, that's why. I was getting confused.
But you got filming in
also. Ah, no. So we have the mission over here. Shasham Mashkinas Asotos. That there they. Yeah, the Mishnah is Soto. No, I have it over here. Mashkin is a Soto, so Mataran is a Yoldos, Mataran is a Mitzorim, Vikoin, Okay, is Bilgadek Peseder. What happens at Shar Nikanor? The Mitzorah, the Yoldos, and the Sota. What do all these people represent? Sent out of the camp. The Mitzorah, sent out of the camp.
Can't leave.
Sent, the Mitzorah represents someone who's sent out of the camp. The Yoledes cannot eat korbanos. The Sota is thrown out of her house. The idea of, and this is very nice also for Yona, as we'll come back in soon, the concept of being thrown, so to speak, in the Yam of an Aveira and being able to come back. That's the Koach, another Koach of the Ivri. That no matter how deep, no matter how far, a Mitzorah, it doesn't get deeper and darker than that. No matter how deep and how dark you go, to be able to come out of it, to still be an Ivri, to still be an individual. That perhaps is one lesson that comes out of it. What?
That's how you come out of it, though.
What'd you say?
That's how you come out of it, though.
What do you mean? Noach. What do you mean? No, Noach, obviously, he lost.
You guys that Rump Judah's Permkish? Remember on Friday night? Mubahain?
Oh, yeah.
Mubahain.
I don't know. I'm.
You would love that.
I'm sure.
All this and coming to the mountain.
Esther told Mordechai that she wasn't good enough to go speak to Achash Verosh, and then he said like Uvachin, we should go anyways. So like Rav Judah was saying, like the whole idea is that in Judaism, no matter like where you come from, where your background is, Uvachin, you can always go back to Hashem and like sort of.
Ah, yeah, nice. Yeah. You can always go back. Exactly. That no matter how far in the water you are, at the end of the day, Kenor spits it out of the Yam. The Sota.
The Jew never throws in the towel.
Right.
Do you need me to say Tehillim tonight? I want
to. Ask us real. I don't know. But, alright, we have one more step to go. And then everything will come full circle. Everything will come back to Yonah. It'll come back to Nicanor. Seder. There's one other medrash that says that the Schus X, the Jewish people were saved from the water. What was that Schus? The Schus of, says the Mechilta. Sorry? No, from the Yom Suf, the end of the Mechilta. Next to the base of Mikdash. End of the Mechilta, it says, El Nevei Katshecha, the third to last line, Beschus, base of Mikdash. Beschus, the base of Mikdash, the Jewish people were saved from the Yom Suf.
We're saying that the water is generally bad, and you know it can change, work or change you generally for the bad. Then isn't it a bit like ironic that a lot of the places that we were saved during the whole like miracles of Pesach and stuff like whatnot, Yam Suf, saved from the water itself, and not from but by using the water as a tool to save itself. So isn't that kind of ironic that there's that connection there?
That we're using, meaning so to speak, our greatest enemy is becoming.
So I guess
because the water ends up destroying the Mitzrayim also. That's interesting.
I mean, also the plague, Dom, and Sardaya, and also Yom Suf.
Right.
I'm trying to make a connection.
Also, Moshe Rabbeinu by the
Menamayim Ishisiu.
Moshe Rabbeinu in the water. Moshe Rabbeinu is tzaf alam. He's over the water.
The same water that converted
us. But I mean, that was the whole marble.
That's the idea. That's the idea. Mikvah maybe is, I don't know what mikvah is, but that's the idea of the marble. The marble destroyed.
Marble was one thing.
It just wiped out everything.
And what did it do?
Weird.
Cleared everything up.
Exactly. One further step. Beis HaMikdash. What does the Beis HaMikdash represent? Look at the Maharal. Exactly, Kedusha. Look at the Maharal. Uperush Elis, the Maharal's Perush on Mesechus Avos. About the Asar Nisim that happened in the Mikdash. It's a super sweet parish. The parish Elu Asar Nisim Shinasu Ben Mikdash. These are the 10 Nisim that happened in the Mikdash. Lava Nasu Nisim Ben Mikdash. What is the idea of 10? These Nisim. Yishchal Adas. I love how he speaks in second person. You should know. That it's impossible that there wouldn't be Nisim. Why? Second line. Who kadosh, since it's holy. Vishmo Yisparach b'mikdash, and the name of God is there. Shav at Beis HaMikdash. Then the Mikdash would be equal to everything else. Why? Shelakach nikra mikdash hu kadosh v'nivdal min ha-teva. The definition of kadosh, according to the way he's speaking,
we're saying that the mikdash saved from
the yamsuf, and I'm explaining that right now through the Maharal. We'll get back to the yamsuf in a second.
The yamsuf in Mitzrayim.
Yes.
Don't we say this was much later?
Why did they mention mikdash karnu yadecha in
isn't that what they saw while walking through it?
Oh, this wasn't around yet.
Isn't there a
measure? I don't know, there's a measure that they saw. Irochinami! Don't worry, David Amster! I will explain. Let's just read this first. Trust me. Just read the Maharal. And then we'll come first. I'll come back to the Krizi Amstav in a second. Reshaya Kadosh Lakach Nasabahat Sir Nisim Shekvar Amarnu. We already said Lamala. Ki Nisbar Asar Biprat Moral Amadrega Hanibdelos Min Olam HaTivi. 10 represents, I don't know why, I don't understand. I trust him. 10 represents being removed from the Teva world, to be in control, to be above it. I'll also remind you guys of the Aron. What happened at the Aron in the base of Mikdash? There are many miracles like this. The Aron was there, but it didn't take up any place. The Aron was too big for the Midas. I brought the Gemara I brought the Mishnah and Avos. We talked about this already, that no one ever said Sardi Makom. Everyone could bow. There's plenty of room. And the concept of the Aron, that it didn't take up space. In other words, there's something above nature about the Mikdash. The Mikdash isn't Meshuvah to nature. And the Maharal essentially saying that the nature of the Mikdash is to be above nature. 10 represents more than 10. 10 represents a whole reality. The reality of being above nature. That's what the Mikdash represents. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're shooting for. To bring God into the world, that we don't have to work in nature anymore.
Mashana Aleph. One of your night that you spoke of Hanukkah, you spoke about the concept of Kedusha being separate.
Levi.
I remember what was in the context of it. That was the punchline. I don't know where the Josh is. I remember that.
Why were they saved from Kriyas Yamsu because of the Mikdash? Because in this sense, the Mikdash and the Jewish people represent the same idea. Why are we mentioning the Mikdash here? You're right. What the heck are we doing mentioning the Mikdash here? Because the Mikdash represents, again, the opposite of the Yam. The Mikdash is above nature. It's not controlled by nature. It's above nature. Look at the Paris Ramon in the Ramak. This is a little deep. I didn't see it inside. I found it quoted in two different places. That the Malchus Nikra Yam. Malchus is called Yam. In Kozos, in an Ikris Yam, it's only called Yam, Ela b'madrega tatachtona asherba, shallah. In other words, it's the lowest level of Malchus. It's exactly what we're saying about water. It's the lowest level of Malchus. It doesn't have a form of its own. This is the last source I brought. It does not have a form of its own. The opposite, the Mikdash is the exact opposite of that. The Mikdash is the ability to stand up above the nature. Yonah, in the middle of his tefillah in the dag, when he's swallowed up by the dag, look at what he mentions. Vani, it's the same thing as Kriyas Yamsuf. Like, what is going on that he's mentioning? It's right under the when he gets eaten and he's davening in the point of the pictures. He's davening in the dog's belly. That he says, Vani Amarti Mirgashti Mi Negere Necha. I've been separated from you. Ach Osif La'avid El Hechal Kachecha. I should be zocha that I see the Hechal Hashem. I see the Mikdash. Why is he mentioning the Mikdash? In fact, Yonah, I don't think, is from Yehuda. I think he's actually from Israel. In Israeli, the Malchus Yisrael. Why is he mentioning the Mikdash? Again, perhaps it's for the same concept. He's an Ivri. He wants to be above nature. He's able to go into the Yam and be saved. Nicanor. He's bringing the doors from Mitzrayim through the Yam to the Mikdash. The women are from Mitzrayim bringing the Maros, which represent the concept of being above nature. Nature says, sleep with whoever you want, go with whoever you want, go with any girl that you want. It's almost like against our physical nature to stay with one person.
Almost.
It is against our physical nature to stay with one person. But again, for our spiritual nature, it's the highest thing. The Nikuda, what's the word I'm looking for? Not Hamafin. Ha Nikuda ha. Mafianet? No, that's what I'm looking for. The point at which there's the distinction, the Kodesh and the Chol. The Pesach Ol Moed in the Midbar, the Shar Nikinor. The Shar Nikinor is the one side Chol, one side Kodesh is Shar Nikinor. Before you go into the Beis HaMikdash, you see a reflection. You see Shar Nikinor.
Why?
The Nechushas was the mirror. That's the point I didn't pick up on in the beginning when I was preparing the shiur. I didn't pick up on it until Waxman told me at the very end when I was finishing. Nechoshes was used. The copper was used. The mirror that the women brought. It's not a mirror stam. It's Nechoshes. Wow. Before you go into the Mikdash, before the Kohanim did any avoda, they went to the Kior. Went to the Kior. You look at the Kior, you saw your reflection. The concept is, the question is, what do you use the Chomer? Are you ruling over the Chomer, and therefore you can enter into the Mikdash and be above Teva, just like you're above Teva? You can enter into the Mikdash, which is above Teva. You could be Ivri, you could be Avram, you could be Yosef. You could be Yonah. Or you're going to let nature control you. Run you over like a river, as in the words of the Pius Etzner. Did I forget anything? I don't want to forget anything. But there's other ideas also. There's other midrashim. One second. Where's the third page? There's other ideas also. That is more or less the Mahalich. To bring it back, this is, now we're going back to Pshat and Shira Shir. Remember what we talked about? Karos Batenu Arizim Rihitenu Birotim. We're coming off two psukim for those who aren't yet familiar with Shirshim. Hincha yafedodi afneim afar. Sorry. Hinach yafa rayasi. Hinach yafa inaich yonim. Hincha yafedodi afneim afar sinuranana. Those two psukim are gishmak. It's the first time they're having a dualistic relationship. They're speaking the same exact language. Hincha yafedodi. Hinach yafa rayasi. They're speaking the same words. The husband and the wife. They're sitting on the bed, so to speak. They're at the pinnacle of the beginning of the relationship. What is their relationship built on? It's only half the pasuk. I didn't even touch Karos Batenu Arizim. But it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. What is our relationship built on? The husband, the woman to the husband, or the husband to the woman. What is our relationship built on? The ability of having a relationship that I'm just with you.
That's what we're most talking about. Remember what we're most talking about for our night? Like just being? Like being with your wife. You don't necessarily have to go with D-boy. Just.
So here, if you say that the woman's speaking, it's very nice. Because it's everything that we talked about. The woman being the Ishus Chayil. I am with you. Period.
It was about like alumni. There's sometimes like you have like your friend, like it's always like you just want to do stuff and you're like, no, let's just be.
Oh, yeah?
It's not always about doing. Sometimes it's just about being.
Yes, sometimes it's just about being. Here we're also saying that the idea of I'm with you no matter what. And again, for us, for our avodah, for the Beis HaMikdash, we want the Beis HaMikdash, I'm for you, period. I'm not leaving you. I'm only with you, Hashem. And that is above our nature, right? That's above our nature. Our nature is to run around, especially men. Our nature is to run around and to be with everyone else. That's our physical nature, but what makes us kadosh, what makes us nivdal, is the ability to be a tzura over the water, not let the water control us, so to speak. Whatever, I can go around and just say the same symbols over and over and over again all night, but I think we get the idea.
The basic shot of how I heard it was, you know, the Gemara says that Hayam Rav Yannis, what did the sea? It saw the bones of Yosef. So Yosef, you mentioned this idea that who broke his teva to such an extent, right? The teva of a man is to sleep wherever you want, and Yosef broke that totally at the spot. So the water, who has a nature of staying still, saw the bones of a man who totally broke his nature. He's like, whoa, that respect. I'll break my nature, and you break your nature.
Nice. That's nice. It's also Pinchas Ben Yair. I mentioned this already, but Pinchas Ben Yair also, he was also very a man above nature, and the water split for him too. That's a nice idea. I didn't think about that. But again, that's the idea.
That's the shot of why tzaddikim are able to be about the zeros, because the tzaddikim go above their teva, so they could say God, you know, like that's a shot in like the tzaddikim doing miracles. Like everyone hears the tzaddikim stories of them doing miracles, they're like, yeah. But if you realize in a deep level that they break their nature to such an extent that in a certain sense they can do, you know, whatever. That's
it. No, it's also nice. Tzaddik Yisrael. But just as a sikkum, to summarize. We talked about Koros Batinor Arzim. We talked about how that's talking about the Mikdash. We jumped into about Nicanor. We asked a few questions. What's going on with this Yam? Why is he going from Mitzrayim? Where is he going, Michlal? Why is he bringing this to the Mikdash? What happened with this dog? Why does it remind of his story? And then we jumped into Yonah. We showed how the stories are mash makbil, and one's building off the other. And one of the ideas perhaps that comes out of Yonah is the concept of an Ivri. And we talked about the concept of an Ivri in depth. We talked about Avram, Yosef, etc. And of our Yam, the concept of being able to pass through the water. And then we asked, what is water Bechal? What is Mitzrayim Bechal? The concept of losing your form and losing your Tzura and being controlled by the Chomer, so to speak, the raw material. Yeah, the Mashpia Makabel, the Chomer being able to be, so to speak, formed. The man being able to... Again, if you think about it in terms of... biology and what's the word I'm looking for? Starts with an A. No.
Anatomy.
That will come. That's a different story. 1 second. In terms of anatomy, it's also the same thing. Man, so to speak, gives to the wife. We jumped back. Back into the story of Yonah, we talked about specifically the Ivri concept, and we brought it back into Nicanor about the mirror, the Mitzrayim, Beis Avadim, that he's come from Mitzrayim, going through the Yam. We jumped to Sota, concept of being one and only with your husband. That, again, the mirrors, it's the same idea, the Nechoshes, the same idea as Shar Nicanor. And then we brought into the Mikdash, and the Mikdash is above nature.
So the idea is, before you enter the Mikdash, the first thing you realize is the reflection, is yourself.
Which is what
I represent, which is above nature. I'm an above nature person who's about to enter above nature atmosphere.
The idea, perhaps, again, not all. As I said in the beginning, I haven't worked out everything, but the idea is, who am I? Hey, it's also nice because it's a reflection. But who am I? Am I someone who stands up above? Am I just someone like this mirror that just jumps around from person to person, person to person, person to person? Or am I someone who stays with one and only? I'm above my nature. In other words, that I'm an Ivri. I stand up for what I believe in, and I'm not Kinar Shotef as the Pius Etzner said.
Which is also a beautiful thing, because basically that's in a certain sense. Right?